101, or maybe Pio says it was in the story. I was maybe pretty also. I may generally seem critical towards the Western countries, blaming them. We here in Europe and our emperors over there in the West. Well, they kind of talk about themselves as an empire destined to rule the world, and I don't like that. And there are many things. I mean, I'm born here in Sweden, and but I maybe I lived in Asia or something in my previous life, because I never felt really comfortable here in this culture. The things people eat, and this colonialism, I mean, it's a fact. We can deny it, but it's a fact. We Europeans, and then, well, we expanded. We took over other countries. Entire continents. I mean, we know the story, but, you know, sometimes we're kind of, if we grew up here, we are, of course, conditioned by and indoctrinated by the leaders of our own society to, you know, I never considered colonialism that it was something bad until I really started digging into it at a mature age, actually. What parasitic, exploitative behavior from people here in Europe, the white people who think themselves to be superior on the planet, although we don't like to speak out about it, we know it, you know, that kind of thing. And that constant warmongering, and I would say lack of what I talk about here is Dharma, meaning an understanding of the finer, higher understanding of what this world is and how it works and how we should live harmoniously on it. They just came up with this strange materialistic philosophy that now rules their knowledge institutions and their societies, that we're just matter robots. You live for some years and then you don't exist at all anymore. Completely wrong. And yet it is there at the foundation, you could say, the very core and the essence of what that society is thinking itself to be about and for. And you see it in their politics and their indifference to and insensitivity to other living people, living beings, whether humans or animals or nature in general, the insects, you know, all those who live, because they're just machines, right? Ultimately, random effects of little molecules and whatever, elementary particles bouncing around. I mean, it's hellish. And that's what I realized more and more. And therefore, when I was 22, I stepped right into this Indian traditional way of thinking, and not Hinduism, and not at all by some kind of romantic India is cool. Idea. I didn't really like Indian culture, but a specific, well, it started with me reading the New Testament for real, so to speak, on my own. I hated religion and Christianity and all that, which I grew up with, seeing it in a form that I didn't like. Religion, religious institution. And but then I started reading the teachings of Jesus Christ, and I thought they were great. We should love God and love each other. Makes perfect sense. Instead of fighting with each other and trying to take from each other, we should share, work together, or at least leave each other in peace. That's the essence. That statement is essential in the teachings of Christ. So I thought, well, yeah, why didn't people see that? That's why I didn't like Christianity or any other religion for that sake. And so when I came in contact with this Indian Vedic culture, as it is sometimes called, the old or traditional, original, if you can call it that, culture of India, I didn't like Hinduism. And of course, not as I learned about it in school, which, well, it was not even called religion, the topic there in school, but Christianity. That's what you were supposed to learn about. And India was just some really skinny-looking, dirty-looking yogis sitting in strange positions, and the belief in 33,000 gods or whatever. But I found this Dharma, Sanatana Dharma, this completely universal understanding of the world that was as relevant here as in India or in Palestine. I mean, so yeah, that's again central to what we're talking about here, Dharma.